This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. Today we welcome back Mitch Varnes, the race producer for the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend, which is coming up on February 4th and 5th. And it includes a 5K, an 8K, a children's fun run, a half marathon, a full marathon, and a half marathon relay. Did I forget anything?
Hand cycle race.
A lot going on.
There is a lot going on. So give us the details. The 5K and the 8K run first.
That's correct, Terry. On February 4th, Saturday, the Florida Today 5K and 8K is happening, and 5K is 3.1 miles, 8K is right at 5 miles. Everything the whole weekend starts and ends in downtown Melbourne, so they'll go to the top of the Melbourne Causeway and come back. And then after that, we have McDonald's is sponsoring for the fourth year a Kids Fun Run. It's free. All the kids participating get Happy Meal coupons. Ronald will be leading the race, and they're bringing their frappe and latte machine, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of
fun. And a kid's jumpy house, too.
Wow, lots of cool things happening. Okay, so in addition to all of that, there's also music.
That's correct. It's the Music Marathon, as we said. We have six musical acts on the course on Saturday for the 5K and 8K. And we have 20 on the course on Sunday for the half marathon, the hand cycle race, and the half marathon relay. It's a mixed bag of music, everything from acoustic music, because residential areas we can't have amplified sound. We have rock and roll on the corners. We have jazz acts. So I think there's a little bit of something for everybody.
All right. So is it too late to sign up?
No, it is not too late. The melbournemarathon.com is the race site. The registration page is a link from that site. And we're accepting entries all the way online to February 1st, and then after that at the Health and Fitness Expo.
Okay, so there's a lot happening. And, okay, we talked about the 5K and the 8Ks on Saturday, so then the marathon, half marathon, relay, and the cycle, hand cycle race
are on Sunday, correct.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the hand cycle race.
The hand cycle is a really neat component, and what I've learned, it was new to me 3 years ago. I was approached by a company called Top End, which I've learned is one of the premier hand cycle manufacturers in the world. And hand cycles are largely used, not entirely, but largely used by handicapped people, paralyzed people. It's a way for them to get out and about and exercise, amputees. And what I've learned is a lot of veterans are involved, a lot of accident victims. And when you look at the people that are doing it, many of them can't walk. They're handicapped in some way. But I've got them going down the Melbourne Causeway and O'Galley Causeway at 40 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's pretty awesome to watch, and it's always been a great part of the course and a great part of the event. And we're expanding it this year to have a total of 80 hand cyclists in the field.
That's amazing.
And in that field, I mean, they actually bring in some of the top hand cyclists in the world. For example, Ernst van Dijk, who has won the Boston Marathon 9 times. He's from South Africa. That's more than anybody has ever won the Boston Marathon in any division. But he's coming to Melbourne this year. Mm.
That's very, very cool. Okay, so who benefits from this race?
We have a number of beneficiaries. The Scott Center for Autism Treatment right here on the campus of Florida Tech is one of our primary beneficiaries. The American Cancer Society, the Patriot Run, and then a handful of smaller other groups as well.
Okay, and we were talking earlier, there is a big impact on the businesses here, on the economy of Melbourne. So how many people did you say come from out of town?
Well, we're expecting about 3,000 runners this year, and as of today, we had 24% of them so far registered were from out of state, and we know that about 60% of those runners from Florida come from out of Brevard County. So they're staying in our hotels, they're eating in our restaurants, they're buying gas at our gas stations, and they're putting money in our economy.
And last year, you said hotels were sold out?
I had to try to find a room for one of our elite runners the day before the race last year, and I called 6 hotels. And could not find a room for her. And she ended up bunking with another runner, and consequently, she won the race.
Wow. So this is just a fantastic event. There are so many components to it. And we do want to recognize the sponsors.
Absolutely. State Farm has been with me since the get-go. It is the State Farm Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend. And there have been tremendous supporters. Florida Today has been with me for the beginning. McDonald's. Brevard Physicians Network is a sponsor of the Health and Fitness Expo. Just many, many, many people have come in and come on board, and tremendous community support. That's all I can say.
Okay, how about volunteers? I know there's lots of people that need community service hours or just want to get involved because it's fun.
That's right, Terry. Thank you. TheMelbourneMarathon.com, we have a volunteer page, and we need volunteers as it takes a lot of people to make this happen, obviously. Everything from moving stuff with us to setting up banners to handing out water to clean up. So we can sign off on community service hours. We have a lot of nonprofits involved, and we welcome and encourage people to come out and help us.
All right. Well, Mitch, I want to thank you for coming in again, the Melbourne Music Marathon Weekend, February 4th and 5th. For more information, on the web at themelbournemarathon.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.